Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Me, Lummi, Anna, Blitz with the kicker of Jesus. Jesus, how you doing? I haven't seen you. Hey, Jesus, did your girl get the suitcases that the merch crick laid out for you, or did you forget like a buffoon?
No, I forgot them, so I got it.
Like a what?
Like a fucking...
Like a buffoon.
Like a fucking buffoon. Merch crick, I've had them laid out. Even had like 3 different ones. You can pick A, B, or C, or take them all, bitch.
I know, I'm a buffoon.
And had it positioned right outside your room that you literally have to fucking trip over it. If it was a snake, it would have bit your fucking dick off.
Whoa.
I'm just a buffoon.
Aww.
I'm just a buffoon. You wonder why she suffers from PTSD.
Right.
You
know. That's a shoot.
Anyway, you need to get that probably over as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, later today when I pick her up.
Mm. All right, well, you have 3 to choose from, okay, buddy?
Yes.
Thanks, appreciate it.
When I pick her up.
When I pick her up, Daddy, you better get that car lift done so I can get my modified up there.
Where are you picking her up from?
Her house.
No, school.
What kind of school?
High school.
That's hot.
Oh, God.
Hold on, Blitz! Very few things make Blitz hot. Picking a bitch up from high school is one of them.
In the car
True
line.
True or false?
True.
Blitz, how hot would it... Blitz, would you go pick up a hot 18-year-old senior in car line?
I mean, realistically, probably not, but like
yeah, the fuck you wouldn't.
But yeah, I would.
If there was an 18-year-old, because there are some 18-year-olds in high school.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, Tyler, I think your daughter.
Oh, God.
My daughter-in-law. I think your girlfriend is a senior in 18, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Blitz, there are girls that are 18 that are in high school. What if you met one at Amateur Armature Works this weekend, and Blitz, she's just a fucking smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just a fucking smoke show. And she's like, you know what? I like older guys.
Okay.
And, let's fuck.
Okay, when?
After school?
Oh!
So
can we just go now, please?
Yeah, we can go now, because I want to fuck you. I heard your apartment's not too far from Amateur Works.
Right, right.
Walking distance, practically. Mm-hmm. And you won't have to call an ambulance for me.
Oh,
I'm in good shape. I'm 18.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
I'm 18. So I'm going to take you and fuck you. And then I'm going to be the best piece of ass that you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to ask you to come pick me up from Carline on Monday.
Can you pick me up after history class?
Do I need to
class?
Drop you off at the bus stop?
No. I'm good getting a... Plus, Blitz, logistically, your schedule doesn't warrant you taking
her.
But I would like you to pick me up. I'd like for you to be there at 2:05. But
hey, Bubba, I might need to leave her a little early today.
But why?
Oh, I got to pick somebody up.
You want to be front.
Yeah, I got to be at the front of the car line.
Tyler, supposedly, rumor has it, is that your girl gets hot if you're not front.
No, we trying to change the system up a little bit now.
What do you mean?
System?
What's the system?
Well, because last year...
Are you
year,
telling her to shut the fuck up?
No.
That system does not... There's no such thing as that.
Only his dad can pull that system off.
Yeah.
He sees his dad...
She tells him to shut the fuck up.
I mean, Tyler, you've seen your dad execute that system a lot, but I don't know that you can pull off my same systems.
Anyway, so the system.
Don't even try to act like you can pull that shit off, Tyler.
Like you could roll like me.
Please,
you couldn't roll like me.
Nope.
You see how I roll?
You know she can watch the replay, right?
Love me.
Might want to take it all back now, right?
Tyler, What's this? The new system was last year when you picked you up from high school. The way that I understood it was, you better be fucking first in line because I'm not having to wait.
You're not waiting.
Mm-hmm. No, I was actually more of me wanting to be first because I hated waiting in the whole line.
Oh, nice right. twist!
But yeah, you'd like get there that. An hour before, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would leave at 1 and get there like at 1:30 and be like 30 minutes early.
Fuck that.
What would you do? Just
30
sit there?
Minutes,
just
my
sit there
ass.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Play on his phone.
Like he does here.
Yeah, same thing. Just getting paid for it now.
Sits there and sleeps.
So, how did you guys, quote unquote, change the system? I mean, we only got 426 motherfuckers.
458 right now.
That doesn't make me happy.
I just bounced to 482.
All right.
Be happy.
So, let me. Tyler, what did you do on the change in the system?
Well, last year, there was half the school that was in school and then half at home because of COVID. Well, this year, they're all at school, so it's, you know, double the amount of kids
It's
there.
A fucking rat race.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So I just park out on the road, and she just walks to me.
Oh, really?
That makes sense.
That's kind of pimp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was thinking that you were fucking sitting here not being a pimp, but that's very much the way Bubba Clem would roll.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm not waiting in fucking line. Just go around the corner here, and I'll be right here.
Basically.
Yeah, I used to have to wait in line for Tyler at Carline.
No, how was that?
It was all right.
Did anyone recognize you?
No.
You didn't. You weren't getting ass after the Tyler got there, like him.
Yeah, no, I was picking up my son, so there
right.
was no
that's
ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Try to get ass before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think when I picked you up, then I took you, I didn't have to take you to your mom's. I think that when I picked you up, you went home with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And then if he was going home with her, she picked him up
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then when I did afternoons, I couldn't pick him up. I had Heather would pick him up. But I think you and Julia went to the same school, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Like elementary
for a while,
school,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad that you changed the system up because it looks far more like it looks like you're a pimp, like you're kind of pimping, like you're running like Butters.
Yeah. When you go to pick up your high school girlfriend,
yeah.
you make her come to you.
It's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
Blitz yearns to be you right now.
He's yearning.
I mean, Blitz, if you can pick up a fucking 18-year-old hot.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Blonde.
Like, you know, a
mid-sized
young.
Hold
on. I'll just give you an example. Like a young Jessica. An 18-year-old. Let me pull me up an image of an 18-year-old Jessica Simpson.
Oh, you don't have to. It's in my brain.
Because that is like his ultimate chick. Like, that is his ultimate.
Yeah.
Or a
dumb as a day is long.
Or an 18-year-old Britney Spears.
I was just gonna say.
Can you name me one more time?
No, it'd be Jessica Simpson.
How old was Brittany and when they hit me, baby, one more
16.
Time? Oh, she was
even better, right?
Well, no,
yeah,
no.
Wait,
it's legal
no.
in some states.
Not
house.
Here. It's not legal
oh.
where we
oh, I'm sorry.
Live.
My bad.
What is the laws for Florida? 18.
Yeah, basically.
What do you mean, basically?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me recite them, because I'm pretty much like a lawyer when it comes to this stuff.
All right, I want to know them.
Okay.
And somebody send me a Hit Me Baby one more time.
So, as far as
Jessica
I know.
Simpson, sorry.
Oh, hold on. Let me. Oh, shit.
Oh, hit.
Hey, Jessica, why were you at
hold
a coffee
on.
House?
Hold on. Well, I mean, what did you
Dukes say? Of Hazzard.
That's a picture of Jessica Simpson, 18.
Hold on, right here.
She actually looks too young there.
Well, she's 18. I mean,
well, yeah, that's too young. Sorry.
I mean, I think she.
This is the Jessica Simpson that Blitz yeah. goes absolutely
like
crazy.
Like mid 20s.
So
no,
when she was in
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, how old was she?
Like
mid to late 20s?
20. No, she was like 20.
No, she wasn't. No.
All right, Blitz, let's go over to you.
Okay.
Larry Lawyer, and give us the
in
rule.
In Florida, the nobody under 13 can have sex.
Okay, I'm all for that.
Yep. 13 to 18 can have sex.
Hold on. 13 to 18 can have sex amongst themselves.
Yeah, the whole group. It's a big giant pile.
Well, I don't think this is the video.
Oh, it's an official video, too. Yeah.
And then.
Stupid. So 13 to 18,
yep.
they can blast all
yep.
day.
16 to 24. So if you're under 24, I think it's 24 or under, then you can bang a 16-year-old.
For real?
Yep. That makes sense, though. And then 18 plus, oh, you know, whoever, 18 plus.
And Jessica Simpson was 25 in Dukes of Hazzard.
So mid-20s, yep.
Yeah, mid-20s.
That's fine.
Too old. Huh? waiting to see Blitz.
She's 16 here.
This is a girl at Palm Harbor High waiting to see Blitz right here. I wonder if Chris is going to be driving his truck or his Beamer. I don't know, but just can't wait for Chris.
He has a huge dong.
He's 9.5 soft serve.
Yes. I remember watching this on TRL every day.
And you just wanted to be Brittany, did you not?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like, she's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She's, well,
shut
I mean,
I wanted to be Brittany.
I mean, I'd like
look
to
how
be
hot. I mean,
I'd like to fucking be 24. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
If I'm 24 and that bitch is 16, fucking Chad Geary can't get me.
Yep.
Kenny. No. Listen, Officer Geary, I know you're trying to get me for, like, doing some shady shit to kids, but I'm 24 and she's 16. Check the state law stature. Mm-hmm. Which, what is it? 5'9", or 4'9", or 6'9", or 7'9"?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Subsection A, B, C, and or motherfucking D. Cousin.
I got eliminated right here.
Blitz hands the state statute with his driver's license.
Yep, laminated, ready to go.
This bitch is fucking fire. Now, I am projecting as a 24-year-old.
Yes,
please. Yeah, you're
right. Are you okay?
That's hot. I mean, she's hot as fuck here.
I thought so back then, but now that I look at it, I'm like, she looks too young.
She looks fine.
No, she looks fine.
Blitz, she's looking to get hit one more time, buddy. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Hit me one more time? Is that what the fucking lyrics
yes,
are?
Yes.
I mean, I like those socks.
I like all of it. I like all the dancers behind her. I like the whole fucking deal, buddy.
You know your get up back on?
I'm 20 fucking 4, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're living in Florida. Isn't she an old Mississippi? She's an old Louisiana Mississippi bitch, isn't she?
Yeah, Louisiana.
That's the best. Yeah. You can't get any better than a fucking
small town Mississippi.
She's an old mud
Louisiana.
Cricket.
You can't get better than a Cajun mud cricket. I'll tell you that right the fuck now. I mean, that's pulling short hair off too right there.
Yeah,
look at that.
Old Mississippi.
It's not that short. It's braided.
Don't try to get my pervness on a technicality, bitch.
Okay.
He's talking about that girl in the locker, not Brittany.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking about that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
An idiot. You don't know anything about nothing. I mean, I have not seen a girl that I wouldn't have sex with if I was 24 years old yet.
Right.
Yeah, how about
give
those
me a sign.
Boys?
Give me a sign. Woo. Just hit me, baby, one more time. Now, is she saying hit me up on the text, or is she saying hit me up?
In the face with a cock.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Brittany, wah. You want me to hit you a message? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I want you to hit me in the face with your cock. With your cock. That's what this song's all about. Brittany, I got you live on the air. Hey, what was this song all about? Hit me, baby, one more time. Is that about a guy, like, hitting you a note? Nah. It's about getting hit in the fucking face with a cock. Cock. Preferably one of those black guys who are in my video. Hit me in the face, that black cock.
Jesus.
Oh, bang, 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 bang.
She runs like a 62.
Who cares?
Now they're going out to the. I mean, they're athletic.
There's
now.
The black guy.
Oh no, there's nothing. There's nothing, baby.
Yeah, Madeira,
I will not
take her to Madeira Beach.
Except Madeira Beach. Except anal. Didn't this song, this was her breakout song. This was the
moneymaker.
I think this made, like, honest to God, I think at one time
broke
I read where this made, this song made.
It's still making money.
Like $40 million, I think.
But I bought the album after I heard the song.
Tell me, baby. You know, see how many copies of her album
Yeah, this
she
is her
sold.
Original LP or whatever.
I think I always heard a single artist that cut a pretty decent deal made $2 for every album sold after it was all said and done on the initial sale and then residual effects thereof. Because after you sell them, then the radio stations play them, mm-hmm. and the radio stations have to pay a music BMI ASCAP fee. So you're getting royalty checks. Richard Marx once told us on the air that he got over $8 million a year in royalty checks.
I bet. He did a lot of writing, too,
but
though.
But he did the money's in publishing, and he owned all of his publishing rights.
So it says Rolling Stone ranked the song number one in a list of 100 greatest debut singles of all time in 2020.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me in the face with your cock just one more fucking time.
In the face.
Sing it.
Hit me in my face with your cock one more time. Baby, one more. It just really works. This is where the vocal frying started, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now she's gonna fuck the basketball team.
Oh hell yeah! No, just the one guy.
You wanna fuck behind the bleachers?
He is not in high school.
Oh yeah, he is.
He's 24.
And if you're in high school and you're sitting on the bleachers, this bitch is fucking singing to you like this. I'm getting Cheetos fingers under the bleachers immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm like, now what are all these people? Are they there to watch?
Of course.
Weird jobbers.
I mean, they're fucking all over they're in the hallway, out the side, mm-hmm. out in the gym. I wonder what gym they use to, like, some.
Some Indiana, Mississippi.
Georgia, yeah. Maybe.
How about that, Lummy? Where was Hit Me Baby One More Time shot? Maybe Alexa would fucking know.
Think she would?
Hey, Alexa. Where was the music video Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears shot? Way too much for this bitch.
I can't find the song Hit Me Baby One More Time shot by Britney Spears on Vivo.
Oh, God.
You're fucking stupid. God. I didn't.
It was filmed in August 6th, 7th, and 8th in Los Angeles.
This is an L.A. shit?
The music video was shot August 7th and 8th at Venice High School.
Yep.
In
Bing Lummy.
In California?
Yeah.
Man, Blitz, if you go to Venice High School, you'd be like, man, there's some hot fucking people rolling around here today. Probably on a Saturday or something.
And a giant camera.
Y'all, hold on. This is she's thinking about the guy that can do a 360 fucking dunk. Look at this. No, is she fucking the guy at Duncan or is she fucking a 10
She's
guy?
Fucking everybody.
Oh, look at the teacher. She's coming in to break up the fun. Whoa, how about your friend?
Not bad.
Right here.
Pretty strong.
There ain't no fucking high school bitches that got abs like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. I mean, wait.
I want to get Mrs. Crabtree on a Buffalo fucking stiz.
Oh, damn. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Did we just watch that entire stupid video?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Love that shit.
This is an after show. We run loose here. We do what the fuck we want, kid. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Including watching the entire fucking Britney video.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the hell's got into us?
Don't try to act like you weren't fucking, half hard on that deal.
Yeah, his pants were on his ankles. That's Tyler.
It was like three quarter.
I'd still blast the shit out of her.
Now?
Yeah.
At 41?
She's
or
so
40?
Fucking hot.
She just turned 40. No, she'll be 40 on Thursday.
Yeah, was it the 3rd or something?
Second. 19.
She'll be 40?
Mm-hmm. 1981, yeah.
Yuck.
She's too old for her.
Stop.
No, I would bang her.
She's still kind of hot. She's like white trash, kind of sad hot.
For the story, if nothing else.
That's kind of me. I'm kind of white trash, poor hot.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
See, that's a vibe.
Yeah, I got a good vibe going.
Yeah.
You know what I like now is when people have never heard of me.
That's what I like, too.
Yeah. Like some of the people that were at Tara's Thanksgiving deal. Like that one bitch that was shot out, a complete hot mess.
Mm-hmm. The one that stabbed that guy?
Yeah, she never heard of me. She didn't like.
You don't need a bitch that's getting stabby, though.
No.
That's the last thing you need.
I don't. I
you'd be stabbed so fucking quick.
I'm just saying, like, you know, the merch crick would be one that would stab me, I think.
You think?
Well, yeah, she's very proficient with weapons.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't have it in her to, you know, hurt someone.
Yeah, she's got a very kind heart, but she had a lot of skill.
Oh,
so,
I see what you're
saying. Sometimes your kindness, Blitz, your skill set will override your kindness.
Do you ever tell her, don't mistake my kindness for weakness?
No, this isn't a Yellowstone video.
Okay.
No. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness.
Do you ever tell her that?
No, like, why would I have that conversation? Because
you're so kind.
Let's not get into the conversations her and I are having. Tyler sees some of them.
Oh, I want to say something.
Tyler sees some. Everybody let's burn a fucking timeout on this whole deal. Just burn a high fucking goddamn timeout on this whole situation at hand.
Are you all right over there?
No.
Got GERD?
You may come up and give you Heimlich?
No, I don't want anything from anybody.
Need a cookie?
And I quit trying to go to food like I'm some fucking trained, you know, trained monkey.
Well, you were
over
eating
here.
Italian cookies before. I enjoyed watching you eat them.
I tore those. I thought I had the hat on.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
That whole bag's gone?
Doesn't matter if the hat was on. I saw you from, you know.
No, they're not gone.
In real time.
Oh, okay.
I ate about 4 of them, but I think that's probably
from
enough.
From Bamboo?
We have Reese's.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Blitz, when am I going to get that TV hung up? That,
Oh, behind you?
Yeah.
I'll work on it this week.
All right. And then Big Red has to do the double TV deal up front, and then I got to get that equipment out of there. Oh,
up front?
No, up on the...
On the back. Okay.
On the stage.
Gotcha. And those TVs are up there.
Oh, the ones that get hung up there?
Yeah, they're up there.
Oh. And we probably need them. Should I just tentatively put the equipment in the shower? I think I should.
That's what you said you were going to do.
Tentatively.
Yeah.
In a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that nobody turns the fucking water on. You know, because I got to think that those dime bag Daryl amps that Dean Guitar made.
They're valuable.
I think they're a collector series.
Yeah, they're.
If they're valuable, let's sell them.
Okay.
The drum set's probably valuable, too.
Mm. Let me.
It's not cheap, but it's not super valuable.
Well, it has Bob Armey on it.
But Blitz, didn't Dean only make those for a year or two?
The amps?
Yeah. The dime bag Daryl ones?
I think so.
I think it was.
But those are like the good ones, so.
Yeah. We got a whole fucking rack there as we're getting ready for BARP.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
when Jim, Bob, and Fred come to you and say, hey, can you give us those? Don't just give them away.
No, I won't. And I got Tate, Blitz. I'm trying to clear out one of these containers. Because Tate said he would like to buy one of my containers off of me.
Okay.
Which is no problem. But he wants to take the fucking tanning bed from there to there. And I'm like, Tate, why don't you just get rid of the tanning bed? It's 1989 at its finest. Shit.
I'll let my brother scrap it.
I bet you get $400 or $500 in scrap on the deal.
Well, that fucking ballast weighs like 8 million pounds.
Oh, Blitz, I hope you're not mad at me because I did cuss you out this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But I'm
in
not,
person
I,
or
I,
a text?
No. Just
in his own mind.
In life. I told a couple others that were with me, too.
Oh, okay.
We're like, fuck Blitz.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because Blitz had all these old shop light fucking scrap metal ballast willies that were over by his explosive trailer. And they've just been getting in the way and falling everywhere. And
Well, they were in my trailer, but you needed to use it, so you took them out.
Well, no, let's not talk about that. So I'm like, I'm sick and tired of seeing these fucking things, and I'm like, so I put them in the back of my truck to take them to fucking, you know, throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, those are Blitz. I go, fuck Blitz and fuck these lights. I've been fucking tired of looking at them. So I threw them away. Don't get mad, Blitz. They weren't worth shit. Were they?
I mean, not more than a couple $100.
They weren't worth a couple $100.
Yeah, the ballast in those is worth some money.
Are those ones I gave you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They weren't from here. They were Lemmy's.
Oh. Huh. Well, how am I supposed to fucking know that? They're on my property. They're mine.
Oh.
Lemmy, and your goats are eating better, too.
Yes, they are.
It's amazing when you motherfuckers don't give them constant treats. They really eat grass.
Sure do.
They eat the fuck out of the grass.
They get after it.
So, no more treats.
Nope.
I know that I have not given them a treat in probably a month. Tyler, I know sometimes you and your girlfriend roll up in here when you're working on your car, and I told her no more treats too, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes you feed them, don't you? Don't lie.
She does. I don't. I could care less.
I understand. But when she goes
stupid
to feed...
Stupid goats.
Hold on. But
all
the next
they do
time,
is pee on their own face.
Next time she goes to feed them, are you going to put your foot down?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
No treats.
Babe. Shut up, Tyler.
I'll do what I want.
Babe.
Okay, babe.
Who told you that? Your dad? Fuck your dad. He ain't my dad.
Yeah.
He's your boss.
It's 6:30. He doesn't even know what's going on right now.
Yeah. He's fucking a terrorist place fucking passed out. Fuck him.
All right. Do it.
Yeah, by the way, I am.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
I'm straight white trash now, Blitz, because I just, although not very much money, I'm giving Ace a little bit to do our Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
And I got her on the payroll now, too. That's what all fucking, you know, white trash do.
Oh, good. I know my answer for number 5, then. I mean, 4.
What?
Who's the weakest link of the BRN?
She's not on the list.
She's on the payroll.
She's not on the list. There's motherfucker. I mean,
she's on the payroll.
She's not on the list, Blitz K.
There's
stick up for your girlfriend's honor, Tyler.
Yeah, she's
why
on
he
the
wants
list.
To put her down too.
There's no Ace and there's no Jackson.
Because he knows if it's not her, then it's gonna be Tyler.
There's no Jackson and there's no Ace. Which you guys admit? Yeah, no Jackson and no Ace.
Those are the two we were all gonna pick.
No, well, those are the two that you guys need to fucking worry. The only those two report to me.
Oh,
fuckers!
Sorry, Tyler.
Damn it.
No, I want to make sure that Lummy and Anna, I'd like for you to continue to do your Instagram shit.
Okay.
On our Instagram.
I was planning on it.
Your bonus program's still intact. Like, nothing's changed with your world.
Thank you.
She's just going to do additional shit.
Cool.
She gets
us more followers, and that helps me out, too. So.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the more she gets, the more you're going to get paid.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, like, don't back off completely.
No,
and don't
I'm
anything.
Not backing off at all.
I want you to, yeah.
I post everything that everyone sends me.
Perfect.
And I've been telling Ace for, like, the past month or so, because she's like, I can do this and that. And I said, well, do it and give it to me, and we'll see what happens.
I gotta tell you, man, she's pretty, like, she's pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, I've been talking to her about it.
IG savvy.
She got us. We didn't know. We probably did know, but we didn't do it. Like, she applied for us to get verified on Instagram. Nobody had done that prior.
We'd done it a bunch.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Well, I think Caveman's the last to
do it. No, Anna did it a few weeks ago as well.
Oh, did you, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then she's gonna get the same answer you did.
Yeah.
Probably no.
No answer.
But anyway.
Well, she has to send in the articles of incorporation and all that stuff.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't have any of that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's what happened to us, too.
All right, everybody needs to quit texting me because I'm doing a show. So Anna, you're working with Ace. Your bonuses don't change. Yippee fucking yo.
Cool.
Lummy, TikTok, I don't want you doing anymore. Because, not because you fuck it up, it's just that you got so much up, and you got a baby.
Yes, sir.
So
you got this thing at home.
And I found your political thing, too, so I'll get the email to you.
What do you mean, my political thing?
The thing you told me to look for.
Can you give me a little more substance than that?
You told me to look for your like if you were to run for mayor.
Oh,
I got it.
Why didn't you just say that? Why you got a wind talk?
God damn, I hate you sometimes.
I know. I fucking hate myself sometimes.
You think that I'm inside of your head and I had this conversation. Like, I know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
You should have said your political thing that you were talking about with regards to running for mayor, that little thing that Ned did.
I found it, sir.
Well, can you put it up on my button bar?
Actually, yeah, I can have Tyler. Can you swing it? Because I left it up.
Uh-huh.
I left it up for Tyler. If you could do it real quick.
If you could just cut and paste it, I can hear it.
He's going to have to download it and then cut and paste it. It's going to take a second, but he's going to do it.
Oh,
I was going to say, no, it's on the next gen. I left it up where to search. So if you go into next gen, it's sitting there, and then he has to just drag it over.
Yeah, but you don't know everything.
I'm looking at him doing it right now.
Okay, yeah, good. Cool. Sorry. Right, I'm sorry, Bubba.
Sorry about what? Not describing what you had?
Correct. I failed on that one.
No, you did it.
Oh.
No, you didn't. But
thank you, sir.
It's there now.
But, Lummy, I don't need you doing TikTok.
I understand.
Just because I don't know that, and I know Ashley does a lot of it, but I don't know that you guys know, like, what the fucking...
Well, the algorithms, it's all about the algorithms.
Right.
I mean, it's all about the timing on the stuff.
Right, and it's like, it changes daily.
Yes.
Like, what is the, the hashtags? It's just a bunch of bull. It's
exactly.
A fucking bullshit game that, quite frankly, she has time to play and you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, would you agree?
100%.
All right. I don't want you mad at me at all.
Hold on.
Let me see something. Hold on. Anna, remember I said, like, if I was to run for... This was done by Ned.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like to play a lot of this, but I... And I've not pre-listened to it, Blitz, but I can't think that it's a problem. Because it's fairly new. And if it's a problem, it's a fleeting problem, and I'll stop it immediately. But I was, saying, hey, if I was to run for office... I think you should just lay out everything that, you're fucking noted for and everything, all the bad stuff, and then they can't hit you with it. If they try to hit you with it, you're like, sir, I addressed that in my opening. The day that I announced my candidacy, I disclosed that. What's the problem? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on here. This could, as I remember it, it was actually pretty funny, but if it's stupid as hell, every one of you have the ability to say, this is stupid as hell, let's continue on. So I'm giving you everybody.
Okay.
Not Tyler. He hasn't been around long enough to know what's funny and not. So, like, Anna, if you think it's stupid...
I'll let you know.
Just say, but... stupid, papa.
Okay.
Practice.
Stupid, papa.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Bay Area Press, I am here today to announce the candidacy...
See, Lummy, if you had a hair on your ass, you would have said stupid, papa. Yes. And
no,
fucking,
I would never say stupid, Bubba.
Of Bubba the Love Sponge for mayor. Of Tampa, Florida, or St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, we haven't figured out which one. He's a notorious carpetbagger. It's really just a big publicity stunt, and he has no chance of winning. But let's proceed anyway.
So if you tell people that, then right?
Yeah.
Bubba realizes he has been somewhat of a controversial and polarizing figure, so we would like to clear the air and be 100% honest and upfront about everything in his past, so there will be no surprises, no rumors, and no scandals to uncover. Other than the shady shit he's doing right now. But anyway.
See, I would actually like a candidate that said this, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
It goes a little something like this. Bubba the Love Sponge freely admits that he is a sexual freak who has been known to engage in many forms of aberrant sexual behavior starting at a very young age.
See, Anna, like, you're admitting to that, right?
Yeah.
He acknowledges that he frequently urinated on his sister Tara in the bathtub.
Whoa.
Yes,
he also admits that as an adolescent, he would obsessively pleasure himself with his father's shop vac.
All right.
Burned it out.
However, he emphatically denies that he would think about urinating on his sister immediately before said act of shop vac deviance was completed. But
that's weird.
But concedes that as a high school senior, he would oftentimes don a snorkel and mask, jump in the pool, and tread water in a manatee-like fashion as he watched his best friend, Larry Plummer, having sex with his girlfriend.
All right, well...
You have said that.
Okay, but And then nobody could bring that back out on. I'd be like, Mr. Clem, you know, you're leading in the polls, but what about the fact that you used to watch Larry Plumber blast in the polls? I'd be like,
I did.
I did, and I disclosed that by the day of my candidacy.
That was cool. You should try it.
But, right, Anna, they can't shove it back up
here. No, not at all. You take all the wind out of their sail.
Yep.
While he feverishly pleasured himself on multiple occasions, mm-hmm. Bubba also acknowledges that on numerous occasions he gave young, nubile, barely legal teens concert tickets in exchange for hand relations.
Whoa.
Talking about the power pig blitz when I would give away to concert tickets for, you know, hand jobs.
Hmm. Yeah, we need to get some concert tickets to give away.
What about reports that Bubba bought breast implants for numerous strippers in hope of obtaining sexual favors?
Yeah, it's true.
A little later in my timeline. We're going to get to that. Yes, Bubba does admit that happened. But for the record, the aforementioned tramps, strippers, gold diggers, whores, and sluts generally took their free breasts and ran, leaving Mr. Clem sexually frustrated and humiliated.
There you go, right? Right?
Yeah.
What about his alleged encounter with a transsexual in Cincinnati?
Yes, sir, I understand your concern.
Which, by the way, man, that is really dirty.
With the tracksuit.
They're putting that on me.
Yeah,
but,
while
there were several witnesses who saw Bubba, the Love Sponge, disappear into the VIP with this alleged transsexual, there is absolutely no proof of the subsequent full friction lap dance and consensual vigorous hand play that followed.
Is he finally going to come clean on the Hogan sex tape?
Sir, please. I'm going to get to that. I got several pages on that, but let me just say this. While Bubba willingly agrees that he did videotape a consensual swippy swap with his wife and Terry Bollea, once again, there is no photographic evidence at all that Bubba was watching said encounter from a high-tech video command center. And we completely reject anecdotal evidence that his paper towel bills from Amazon.com went up dramatically around that time.
Is it true that you used to make strippers pee in coffee cans live on air?
What about the hog deal?
Sir, one at a time, please.
Is he going to admit forcing two employees to eat chocolate in a homosexual
suit?
I mean, chocolate is chocolate. It doesn't matter what shape it's in.
Is it true that Mr. Clem one time arranged to have a fake IV hooked up to his arm to avoid having to pay up on a bet?
Yeah, I did do that.
It's kind of a curveball. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
What about the time he put inflatable sex toys in three employees' and stretched their...
My notes say this was some sort of experiment. He had a lab coat on.
Is he going to admit that he put electronic devices on women's vaginas? And as he called it, shocked their...
Once again, there is absolutely no video evidence of that one.
What about the rumors he made three men engage in a biracial homoerotic circle? And they actually...
each
other. All right, I got to go. Anybody else want to be his campaign manager?
Gave up.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you opened up and be like, yeah, you know, hey, here's what I've done. And, you know, I'm just the average guy. How many politicians have we put in office that end up, this stuff coming up later on down the line and it ends up being a problem?
Almost like Andrew Warren.
Yeah, who?
Andrew Warren, almost the governor of Florida.
Andrew Warren.
Hold on.
Am I
wrong?
Hold on. Everybody stop. Stop. Don't nobody say a word. No, it's not Andrew Warren who almost became the governor. Talking about the African-American man that was found with. Okay, well, then why don't you research it? Because Andrew Warren is the prosecuting attorney for the 13th Circuit of Florida.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy in Tampa. I love that guy.
Yeah, Andrew Warren is. Now, who is the African-American man that lost by literally a few thousand votes? I don't know, Lummy, but let's see if you got this, buddy.
You know
buddy.
What? I probably shouldn't have said anything.
True. But now that you have said such a fucking thing, let's see you get out of it, because you've just besmirched the great name of Andrew Warren.
I mean, I love that
Andrew
guy.
Andrew Warren.
I voted for him.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too.
So who was
and,
it, Lummy?
And it wasn't that man. Andrew Warren, it was not the African-American man that was found in a Miami condo high on meth with another man.
Andrew Gillum.
There you go. Fucking buffoon.
Listen, it's Warren Gillum.
Dribblish.
Bunch of drivel. Dribblish. Lummy, did you watch Yellowstone yet? Same Sunday?
Not this one. Me not either. This Sunday.
That's
you didn't either?
No, I am today.
No, it's on my to-go, along with the South Park.
It's on your to-go list?
Yellowstone.
He's going to get doggy bag and watch it later.
Yellowstone is so good.
Nobody's gone into Banshee, have they? No. Nobody. Oh, my God.
I did start another series, but you've probably already seen it because it came out a while ago.
What?
But The Last Dance.
No, I never saw it.
It's the docuseries about Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't even admit to people that you're watching that.
Yeah, that was like
Why?
2 years ago.
It kind of makes you look stupid.
Dumb. Why? Because I like to learn about sports?
No, because it's like so 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Didn't Banshee come out like freaking 4 years ago?
But it's timeless. But it's timeless.
What was that again?
There's hot chicks in it.
I swear to God, I've never seen so many fucking hot chicks in my entire life than Banshee. And they
Just
fuck.
Have your penis in your hand the whole time.
They straight fuck, too.
The girls fuck each other?
No. But every scene's got a fuck. Every episode has a full-blown fucking scene.
Full-blown?
Yeah, full-blown.
Mm.
Every episode has a full-blown fuck scene.
Giving like, any ideas?
Do you see dick and cider and everything?
No.
Oh.
It's situational fuck, but it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty, by situational.
Do you see balls?
No.
Dick?
But by situational sex scene standards, it's pretty good.
Lots of tits.
Could you send me, I know Blitz, we couldn't broadcast it, but I could play it in our office so that you guys could see it. I don't think the words would get us in trouble. The images would. So, Blitz, you could just make sure that it's not on Twitch.
Got
right?
it.
Lummy, could you send me like a Banshee
sex scene?
Sex scene.
Yeah, Lummy, hurry up.
And I could give you, Anna, an example.
Okay, I'd like to see an example.
And there is, every episode, they fuck. I mean, every episode there is some type of full-blown situational
violence and sex.
And they fuck. Like they fuck. Like it's passionate. It ain't like just.
Does it turn you on when you watch it?
Not. No.
Because I know you need a lot of stuff to really do it for you.
No, it doesn't really. No, I don't get a bone on the
843
Bubba. 843
Bubba
gives the 10 subs.
Thank you, 843 Bubba. And SS Boy 71, G-Ball.
Hell yeah.
This is a recap. It says the show's like it looks like it might have sex in it. It's kind of hard to.
Now, Blitz, do not.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a sex scene.
This is not. This is just.
It's a general trailer.
This is a general trailer.
Okay, I found one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is.
Oh.
It's like a preview, but there's not like hardcore. They don't really show it.
There's really. None of the sex scenes are hardcore.
I believe this should
work. It's all situational shit here.
You've done this sort of thing before. Killed a man.
Oh, they have it showing where the guy, right there. Like that kind of thing?
Underwears.
No, it's far more.
Because it's hard on YouTube to find.
Well, yeah, it won't be on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's time. We took something back.
Wow.
Lummy.
Well, it's on YouTube. Won't.
It's almost as if you brought it all with you.
If you were going to take down Proctor, how would you do it? Proctor's got his fingers in everything.
Blitz, that's the barely 18-year-old Amish girl.
That one right there?
Yeah, that left the flock and is fucking her uncle now.
Oh.
Her biological uncle? Extortion.
Yeah, her biological. That's when she was an Amish girl.
Nice.
She's the daughter of his brother.
I like her.
And she.
Oh, that is scandalous.
She leaves being Amish and goes and lives with him and just fucks the shit out of
him. But isn't he Amish too?
Yeah.
But.
That's all right.
No, he got thrown out.
Oh, he got deflocked?
When he was 18. And now she's getting ready to get deflocked because they found vibrators under her bed.
Oh.
And kicked her out. And she had nowhere to go. So she went to her uncle's and he's a multi-zillionaire and he fucks shit out of her. Watch.
You can't deal with that. Maybe you do belong back on the farm.
Let's go home.
You're Chayton Littlestone.
Just Chayton.
That's a big Native American man, and he kicks everybody's ass.
Chayton is a killer, but he's also a pure.
Now, hey, you know you're in trouble, Blitz, when you're getting ready to fight a guy, and he slices his belly open so that he can make himself madder. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
But he's also a purist. He would never kill a Kanawha.
That's just to get him tuned up.
I'm not too smart, though.
ever been introduced.
Yeah, that Blitz is...
Strategy-wise, that's not very smart.
Blitz is 45 caliber fucking deal to your temple won't do so good.
Nora. Yeah.
This is the hottest bitch on the entire fucking show right now.
Oh, that's Miss Clem all day.
Hoss 990499, 2,000 bits.
The chief.
She can fight.
No, I don't have the luxury.
There she is right there. This is the chief's sister.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Daddy-like.
I don't have the luxury of being able to take out anyone who challenges me.
Can I ask you a quick question? When did you become a traitor to your race? Tell me what happened.
Shaved heads, they know you.
I'm not sorry.
I'm
that's
not
a hate crime.
Sorry.
Let me see if you can find me a scene from Banshee from the prison albino.
Whoa.
Is that him?
No. The prison albino is the
prison fight scene?
Yeah. So Blitz, here's the deal. The main dude goes to prison for 15 years. Well, the guy that hates the main dude is named Rabbit. He's a big-time fucking mobster. And Rabbit's got more money and more than...
Is it this?
No. No, it's not. And so Rabbit infiltrates the prison that the good guy's in,
okay,
and hooks and pays off this guy called the albino.
Mm-hmm.
And the albino, there's only one way to get on to not die from the albino. The albino
suck his dick.
Is to suck his dick.
For real?
For real.
That's and two so, out of two for me today.
And so
Gruden and sucking cock.
Yeah. And so, like, when you go to this prison, if the albino, if he fucking likes you, you either suck his dick in front of everybody.
Okay.
Or you get killed.
Oh.
And he likes to get his dick, and he likes to get his dick sucked.
Who doesn't?
In front of the boys.
Oh, well.
Ooh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, like he likes to get his dick sucked. No, Blitz, don't you can't show any of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, don't show the like, dick sucking.
All right, hold no on. Dick sucking allowed on video.
Here, no, hold on, wait. Oh, this is the first time that he. Hold on, there he is. Hold on.
Oh, that's him.
Now this is the first time that he meets albino. Mm. This is his first day in prison.
First time he's got to suck one off.
And this is Rabbit, and he somehow, you know, when you got enough money, you can just make your way into prison and cut deals, which is not that believable. But he fucking hires the albino, and then. The albino's gonna give Hood the good news. Watch, yeah, watch.
Go fuck him.
Look at this. All right. Well, anyway, the albino stabs him.
How deep to go?
Here we go.
Without killing you.
And then he fucks him in the stab wound.
Hold on here. But Lummy. So, Lummy, you need to... So, what happened is this guy right here goes and kills Albino's best friend in the yard because the only way not to get killed by the albino is to be put in solitary confinement. So, they put the good guy in solitary confinement, but you only get, like, you know, 3 or 4 months in solitary confinement, and then they got to put you back in general pop.
Yeah.
So, while he's in solitary confinement, he's doing push-ups and sit-ups and punching the wall.
I think this is what you're looking for.
And all that kind of shit, because he knows. Yeah, this is it right here. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so this is after he gets stabbed.
So, hold on. So, let me just tell you about this. So the good guy gets out of solitary.
Hood the good guy?
Yeah, Hood. Guy on his knees. And he doesn't look that tough, but he's a bad motherfucker. And so Blitz, he finally gets out of solitary.
Okay.
And he's in the yard. And then Albino knows that he's in the yard. And he says, go get fucking bring him to me. So this was the day that this guy was supposed to suck Albino's dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, but what about killing his best friend? Like,
well, he already did that a couple days ago.
And that's why he's making him...
Well, he killed Albino's best friend about 4 months ago. That put him in solitary confinement.
Oh, that's what put him in solitary confinement.
Yeah, because he wanted to go to solitary confinement.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now he's out of solitary confinement, and this is the first day back in General Pop.
Oh, wonderful.
And Albino, who runs all the skinhead nations and all that, he told his boys, go get... You know, fucking homeboy.
Yeah.
Because today we're doing the deal. So.
He's jacked.
So Hood has been practicing what he was going to do. Now watch.
He's going to bite it.
Sure. Now, talk about the predicament. Now, watch this. So you got this. You got this in front of you, but the guy's got a nut.
And everyone is watching.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, albino, can we have some privacy? I mean, I might want to do this to stay alive.
Do the guards not see what's going on here?
No,
they've all been.
They're
Rabbit,
watching.
Blitz, Rabbit's been paid off.
Oh, okay.
Rabbit paid off. Yeah.
Oh.
So watch albino. Albino's really into his dick,
Get
too.
Get the sucking, bitch.
Listen. I'd be like, hey, listen, buddy.
This is the worst.
Listen, I don't want all these. I mean, as soon as I do this for you, I mean, all these guys are going to want it. I'm in a no-win situation. Plus, I can't perform well with a knife to my fucking throat, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guess I will.
Oh, I cut my penis off!
He did.
Yeah,
and albino,
dick.
You stupid fuck for keeping the knife that close to your dick. Now watch this.
He's coming blood.
Now watch this.
I'm gonna kill you. Oh,
he's gonna cut his balls off.
Let me try it. Now albino ain't too happy.
He should got his pants on quick.
Now, like any human being could, like, the fight scenes on Banshee are way over the top.
Yeah, you can
he
tell.
He has no dick right now.
And
I learned
that
yesterday.
Like, you'd have enough energy to do anything.
With a bloody dick.
No, with a cut-off dick.
Yeah.
Ain't got no dick.
It's pretty jacked.
Yeah, albino man, Blitz. I'd be like, oh man, you're muscle. Looks like Iggy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
How's this going, Charlie?
So the good guy's losing right now. He really is. Albino's fucking coming out of nowhere.
Hold on.
Oh yeah. So he gouges the fucking albino's eyeballs out.
I did not see that coming.
Okay, Dan.
Sorry. Oh, I hate the sound.
Oh, he kicked him in his dick.
Now he can't see
this
shit.
This show's a little over the top.
Oh, Blitz, that's why you like it, because it's just like every fight scene, it'd be like it would, you know, they literally hit each other with a fucking baseball bat in the head like 50 times.
Is this a Bruce Willis fight scene?
Hold on.
Oh, rear naked.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Anna, you're going to love the way he kills the albino.
Okay. Can't see him.
His fucking dick's cut off. Eyeballs are gouged out. Albino ain't doing too good right now.
All cut up.
And fucking homeboy's got that thing sunk, doesn't he, Anna?
Yep.
Like, that is sunk.
He's locked in.
No, and I think he taps.
Yeah, he's just tapping.
I don't recognize taps. I cut your fucking dick off. You think I recognize taps?
Right. Oh yeah.
Now see, once you get your legs cobra'd in, you're triple locked in, are you not?
Yeah.
Like there's no, that's unsurvivable.
The
I don't even know if Rob Khan can get out of that.
Does he spare him?
Oh no, wait till you fucking see this.
All right.
This Blitz, this might be why you watch this fucking show.
Okay, let's
watch. So he's like, okay, you fucking dirty albino. You tried to fucking make me suck.
Why didn't he just kill him?
Oh, he does.
I mean, they, like,
oh, he does.
Yeah,
he does.
Just
wait on it. You fucking impatient bitch.
Just wait on
So fucking Hood's like, okay, you fucking albino. You try to make me suck dick in front of the boys. I'm going to make sure you're good and dead, not just from a choke out Willie.
Yeah.
I got a fucking appetizer.
Fuck you when you're dead.
Watch this. This is the best. This is the fucking best.
I like how no one intervenes.
So what he does is he takes, he takes the albino's head.
Like unhinged.
And he took a curl bar, like a curl, you know, barbell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And put albino's neck so it's on the barbell handle part, hanging over. And then he goes
does
and
he drop the leg?
No, he goes and gets a fucking 45-pound.
Nice.
The Blitz, one of the big wagon wheels, right?
Yeah.
One
probably
of the
most humane way to do it.
Watch this. And he gives the albino good news. Watch. He looks like Evan Longoria, does he not?
He sure does.
Do it, bitch.
He's standing over the albino's head.
Bitch.
The albino's head's draped over a barbell. And Hood's got a 45-pound willy, full wagon wheel willy. I just have to describe what's happening, Blitz, because people can't see it.
Right.
Look at this.
Oh, he doesn't drop it. He keeps holding it.
Oh, yeah. There's no dropping.
Oh, he decapitated him?
Yeah.
No.
No, I just...
No, broke his leg.
Now watch what he says to everybody else. Watch.
Now you'll be sucking my dick.
Yeah, so now, this guy right here, albino, he's been getting his dick sucked by all these guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he's the king. You know, Blitz, like, he's the king motherfucker of prison. Like,
yeah.
Nope. So... Watch. This is his second in charge. This is Albino's second in charge right here.
El Chapo.
We good?
We're good.
Oh.
Nice ass.
Nice ass.
I mean, Albino's a big motherfucker, but hey, listen, food for thought. If you're making a guy suck your dick... At knife point.
Don't leave the knife there.
Put the knife maybe behind the guy's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it anywhere near your cock, because I just learned that they'll use that knife on your cock, and you're done. Lummy, you couldn't find me a sex scene from Banshee?
Not on YouTube, and the ones that are, you have to pay for
to
be on the site.
Dr. Diaco is the one that turned me on to Banshee, and I am so glad.
Dr. Diaco is the one.
Hello?
Hey, Sponge, it's Jason.
Which Jason, buddy? I know a zillion of them.
Yeah, no, I'm a nobody. Hey, man, I'm on season 3 of Banshee, thanks to you, and, I fucking love that show. Hey, did you know that the guy that plays the sheriff, he also plays on a show called The Boys on on Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon. Yeah, he plays the boy, the main fucking...
Is it a good show?
Oh, it's a fantastic show. Yeah,
a lot of people like it. It was big like a year or two ago.
Amazon. It's called The Boys?
The Boys, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it about?
The Boys, he plays Homelander, and he's a bad motherfucker. He's like the Superman of the show.
I also heard on Amazon Prime that the new Lance Armstrong documentary is really good, and it's not...
Does it bury him?
Yeah, it kind of, you know...
Even though everyone was doping, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it kind of just... Lays out like he's not, you know, necessarily as advertised. I heard that on the radio yesterday.
But yeah, but the dude's name is Anthony Starr. He's a bad bitch in that show too, man.
The Boys?
He's got like laser eyes like Superman. He fucking blasts people apart and shit. It's cool, man.
I love that. Laser eyes like Superman. All right, hey, Jason, man. Thank you for listening, buddy.
All right, love you, Sponge. Bye, guys.
Love you. Merry Christmas. You know what? It's not too late to say. It's not too early to say Merry Christmas, is it?
No.
No. December's right around the corner.
Oh, Christ.
And, motherfucker, I'm a guy that says Merry Christmas. I don't give a fuck what religion you are.
Well, I mean, we're in Hanukkah right now.
Yeah, it's Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
What?
Well, yeah, day two of Hanukkah.
Fuck, happy Hanukkah.
I say Merry Christmas. I'm not trying to...
Happy Kwanzaa.
I'm not trying to, like, alienate anybody or anything like that, but I just grew up Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I
don't know, Blitz, that you can play
this.
Is
this The Boys?
Yeah, I think this is The Boys.
It's like a superhero thing?
Yeah, I'm not into superhero
shit. I don't
shit.
Like that shit either.
I'm really not.
Here's what we need to do. Well, I don't know about this one. So we can do watch parties with things like this.
Huh?
What do you mean? Like
on Amazon. People that are also Amazon Prime members can watch it along with us.
What do you mean?
Ew, is there like a running chat or something?
Yeah.
Ew, gross.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well, I was thinking maybe like on a day or two when you're not here for Christmas break, maybe like me and Bubba and if Lummy's around, come in. We can watch a show.
Yeah. And not get in trouble. You can't get in trouble for what's on it?
Correct.
So even if there was a little TNA or a little bullshit like that, you're like, hey, motherfucker, it's Amazon Prime. We're in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, you know, it's only certain shows. It's most of the stuff on Prime, but.
I know, but if it's on Prime, it's probably watchable on our forum, is it not?
Yeah.
This is called The Boys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, boobies.
Oh, that's Mrs. Clem all day right there, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
And it's evident. Except I don't want to date a girl that's real proficient with a handgun. Oh, too late.
I was going to say, whoops.
Oh, man, those chicks are taking... See, I can't do the fuck... I can't do
I don't like superhero bullshit either.
I'm out.
Yep.
As soon as I got a guy jumping off the fucking building, you
with
know... I want, you know...
I'm so glad that you're not into all that Marvel bullshit either. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I am. I'm not into any of
and
that.
And a lot of... I know a lot of people
I'm
like
not into
that
Harry
show.
Potter. I'm nope. not into any of that
yes,
fucking bullshit.
Science fiction shit.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
No.
None of that.
Mm-mm.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Just being stupid.
He's being blitz, is he not?
Yes.
He's a dick.
I'm pretty much fucking, you know, I think I've exhausted my resources today.
And you have to poop.
And I do have to. Well, you know, I don't have to poop, as a matter of fact. I mean, you know what I'm doing today?
What?
I'm going to give blood. I'm going to do my blood.
Double red.
I'm going to do double reds. And blitz, guess what? They're giving me a $25 Walmart gift certificate.
Whoa. Wow.
For fucking real. For real.
Hell, what are you going to buy?
I don't know.
All the tings.
All the tings.
You could use that to buy your gift for the...
I'm buying all the tings.
The white elephant deal.
Or I could just use that as the gift in itself.
One can only hope to get that.
One Walmart deal, right? Hey, we had a great November for Twitch,
yay,
man.
Thank you.
Seriously, everybody pulled through for Twitch. We hit our goal. We exceeded last year by quite a bit. And there's, by the way, there's going to be an employee bonus pool.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thank you, Bubba. Thank you, listeners.
Blitz, I could maybe get it in for this payroll.
I got my number for you. The one you need for me.
If you give me that number.
Got it. I already have it.
I will go to my, and I can get the employee payroll on Wednesday at midnight's check. If you give me that number now.
All right. Let's do it.
See you tomorrow, guys. We love you guys.
Bye. Thank you.